Gimel, and the footnote in Torah Sabayis, where it says, He'orah, Ube'emes ma'oid epole al bale batim. I am surprised, or more, I wonder, over bale batim. She'ein motzli etzlom batzorayim. Leilech lebeis ha-medrash. Why in the afternoon don't they go to the Beis HaMedrash? Lilmoid Torah. I feel like Kishiyesh Lehem Panai. And they have the opportunity. You have a chance to go and learn. So you have half an hour or something. The Eshal Asam, She'ela Achas. I'd like to ask them one question. I feel like Shittas HaYetzahara. Even according to the Yetzahara. She'kol HaYoyim Hu Shayach Lo. Meaning, listen, I have to make my panos. I'm busy with my panos. Halo yodua lekol min hakol Yisrael. Everybody knows shekashu ba'il ha'olech lebeis ha-medrash. When he's in the town, so he goes to the shul to daven. Ba'acha hatfila loymei perik mishnayis gudayna. And after davening, he then sits and learns from perik mishnayis or something like that. My father Olav Shalom used to do that. Always used to come back from work and first go to daven ma'ariv. And then learn a bit and then come home after a whole day being out. He used to do that, my father used to do that. Come home and then he sat down and learnt at home afterwards as well. But the opportunity is a businessman, but people do that. Zehu mitzah hayetzer toiv, the tzorchei nafsho. And obviously a person has to spend his whole day making parnosa. V'acha kach hoylech lebeis la'asek v'asokov, the tzorchei gufo. And then he goes home and rests and eats. U'mikomokoyim. But however, the prokim occasionally nizdamein shetzorich linsoa koydem or haboike. Maybe a person has to leave early in the morning. Bishvul eizer eisek. He has to go and attend to something, business meeting. Travels over overnight somewhere, or goes somewhere, and he has to get up early in the morning. U marshe atzma, and he allows himself levatel tefila b'tzibur, and he doesn't go and daven with the tzibur, which he usually does. The gam hashiyo shel mishnayis shelo, and he misses out his shir in mishnayis. Ulefa'amim nimshach zeh kama yomim, and sometimes this goes on for several days. Hagam shehu shayach lenefesh mikol mokom, even though he's doing it for business purposes, for parnosa, mikol mokom. Bishvul shehu nochatz ma'oy, because he's under great pressure, laguf, for parnosa, nichnas betoich tchum hanefesh, v'lokeach shelo. It goes a bit too far into his ruchnias, and he loses out on his Kedusha of davening with a minyan. A voice bag. Let me show you a Gemara, which I remember hearing from Reb Shlomo. Gemara in Brachas. It's an alarming Gemara. Gemara in Brachas, right at the beginning. Listen to this Gemara. Omar Rabin Davorum Beis. Omar Rabin Barav Adov. Omar Rab Yitzchok. Kol Harogil Lovoy Lebeis Hakneset. Anybody who usually goes to daven in shul. Velo Bo Yom Echad. And one day he doesn't turn up to daven. He went on a business call. He left early in the morning. He didn't daven with the minyan. Listen. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashil Boy. Hakadosh Baruch Hu asks about him. I don't know anywhere else in the Gemara where we have this point. I got Mashil Boy. What's with the uncle today? Where is he today? Where's he gone today? Why did he come up to shul? Ask about him. Mashil boy. In England they would say it's a question in the commons. No, in the House of Commons they ask the question. Where's the uncle today? Where did he go today? What happened to him today? Didn't turn up to daven. Shelema, mi bochem yirei Hashem, shomer v'koyel avdoi. Who amongst you are those who are yirei shamayim, who listens to the koyel avdoi, asher halach hasheichem. Today he walked in darkness. Ve'ein noigalo. And he doesn't have light today. In the Dvar Mitzvah Holach, if he went to a Dvar Mitzvah, Noigalo, so listen, he had to go early in the morning for Pidyon Shavuim, or he had to go and help somebody else in a chesed, so Noigalo, he has light. But in the Dvar Rishus Holach, and if it's something because a business that he wants to make, whatever it is, more money, Holach, a Noigalo. He doesn't have light. The Gaon asks on this Gemara, what's Parnosa? Is Parnosa Dvar Rishus or Dvar Mitzvah? So the Gaon says, it's not a Dvar Mitzvah. Why? Because, first of all, before you make Parnosa, you have to daven. In other words, don't tell me, says the Gaon, that Parnosa is a Mitzvah. You would say Parnosa is a Mitzvah. It is a Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah of Parnosa is first to daven. Ask Hashem, first of all, to help you out. Ask you out of Ishmael in your business. And that's the way. The Gaon says, if it's Parnosa, ain't no yellow. There's no light that day. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. He should have had trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gone first to daven in shul. My timer, Mishum the Havalei Liftar Hashem below Botach. Ain't noiga life, ain't noiga life. He doesn't have light that day.
Is that saying that he didn't daven at all?
He maybe he did, but he didn't daven in a shul.
He didn't daven in a shul with a minion.
The Netziv says on this, what did he do wrong? What is it? Because if a person continually goes to shul, it's like a neder. He's mekabel on himself like a neder. Mm. And it's like in America they say a federal offense. It's like a federal offense. It's a major offense because you broke a neder. You usually daven in shul, and now you didn't daven in shul. If it's a dvar mitzvah, so it's a, but if parnasa is not a dvar mitzvah, so it's a gone. Because parnasa means you daven first with parnasa. That you need the siyata d'shmaya in the mitzvah, first of all. And that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. So in that sense, you could never take a middle of the night flight because you're not davening with a minion. If you're on the plane.
If you're usually davening with a minion. I think it means, though, I don't know about a night flight, but if you leave early in the morning and dafka, you leave early in the morning, you won't daven in a minion. Well, you could have davened in a minion. Maybe go to that place and daven in a minion there.
Right.
Maybe go to another place and daven. I used to travel from Lakewood to New York to give a shiur very early in the morning. So I used to go early in the morning and daven in Landau's early in the morning.
Yeah.
So that is like a shtetl? A minion factory.
In New York.
So you leave early and daven in a minion there. So you daven in a minion.
4 o'clock
in the morning flight.
Then you're on the plane. Then you're going to miss the time of darkness.
Right.
But it's going to be your destination.
Yes, you should make plans a little differently then. Try at least the time to have a minion. Maybe there's a minion on the plane, I don't know. But have a leiliftach. One should have had bitochen, first of all, if it's for parnosa. For parnosa, you could, you can make excuses. But
I wonder, since you're visible, around Shabbos in the airplane,
yes, it's not. It's not so easy. It's not so easy. I think Rav Vosner says that to sit in your seat and not.
A lot of
because it's just a nuisance. You can't daven with kavana. I always sit in my seat. I don't know.
Me too. A rough summer. In LA, says Tefillah Hashem.
Tefillah Hashem.
So the
boss goes
to the back of the plane.
I once had a flight from Chicago, and I was leaving in the morning. I was leaving early in the morning, and I said to the stewardess, I said to her, I'd like to pray. So she said, don't worry, sir, I'll look after you. So I got on a plane, and then I got up. She said, no, not yet. So she said to me, now come with me. I went to the back of the plane. And she put me by the bathrooms there.
Mm.
And she said, you could go to pray here. And I looked to see all the bathrooms were busy. She'd closed off all the bathrooms, so no one could use any bathrooms. And she let me down there with that. She put them all occupied so that I could daven there. So they were all busy. She made them all look busy so that I could daven. So I was able to daven there. She closed them all and said that nobody could use the bathroom.
No, there wasn't.
She locked them all and put on the sign and put them occupied so I could daven.
Right.
What's that up in here if the person would want daven his minyan kavua? He had the minyan kavua because of some minyan he said daven an early minyan.
I think it's still a minion. And what, because it's not kavua, because it's not daven in the
yom.
Hashem's not going to say yonkav, where are you?
Yeah.
Therefore you should go to that dafka only. Yes, but if you still daven in a minion, I would think that's
okay.
You daven sometimes have an earlier minion. I'm not paskening a halacha, but I would think that if you still go daven with a minion, sometimes you have to daven with an earlier minion or go to a Nate's minion or something which you don't usually go to or something. But I think so you daven with a minion. This only comes up when you don't daven with a minion, when you usually daven, which is like a neder. The Netziv said it's like a neder, that's why. But in other words, I never saw this lashon before anywhere else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal, though, he asked about him. He asked, where is he today? Because you do something kavua, like a chazaka, it becomes like a neder on you. It's something kavua, which you
usually do. It's a rhetorical question, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where he is.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Im l'dvar shus, ain't no light. There's no light in that.
So I was shagab
bevit soil Yaakov. Let's go on. U'ma'ashat l'dvar nefesh. So he said l'dvar nefesh. V'lama lo yizdamein lehefach gamkein. Why? What would be the other way around? Al kaponim be'eish yesh lo penai l'tzolayim. He has time in the afternoon. Lelecha beis hamedrash lilmoy toyo. Person should go in the afternoon. You have a few minutes, or you have a half an hour. Something. Go and learn in the beis hamedrash. V'akosav oimer, beautiful pasuk. Luchu lachmu belachmi. V'shusu beyayin mosachti. Look how he learns this pasuk. Lachu lachmu belachmi. My bread, eat my bread, and drink my wine, which I poured. Amuchachomim suchani l'vocha. Lechem, elu halochas. Lechem refers to halochas. Yayin means agadata. So it's divrei halocha and divrei agadata. L'vei tzalema. Ichru lachmachem, eat the bread which you eat. Shove im lachmi. Make it equal out to my bread, which is halacha. In other words, don't overeat more than what my eat according to what my halacha. Eat my halacha. My bread means my halacha. Avolola dipa alachmi. Don't eat more than my bread, than my lechem, which is halacha. Ushasui b'yayin wasachti, and drink my wine which I have poured. Hainu shasu yeinachem shove im yeini. Drink my wine, but with my wine, with agadat. In other words, don't overdo it with food and materialism. Make sure that you balance it out, and you have a balance of gashmis and guchnis. Make sure you balance it out. Ubemet haroitze liyashed rochav tzorich lisnaneg be'eis shehu muchach levatel ho'eis hakavua latoyom. In reality, the best thing a person should do is to levatel tzorich lisnaneg be'eis. Consider the time. Consider the time that you should be learning and you're not learning. Take it like a loan. I borrowed the time. And I must pay back this time later in the day. And now I have borrowed time, which I usually use for learning, and I'm using it for something else. So pay it back. Pay the debt back in the afternoon or the evening. The time when you go home. That's what we learn in the Gemara about Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Yosef bi Yomama used to borrow daytime upor balayla and paid it back at night. Omar anan agira yomanam. I am a day worker. What's a loma? Kama hasri yom shemavatal ezer shores who mutar alav choyv lahashlim. So he has a time to make up, meaning in the evening. If you borrow time out from your learning, so pay it back later in the day. And there are many people who don't think like this. And what happens is you miss out, and now the Seder Mishnayos becomes lacking. You miss this out, you miss that out. And you feel it at the end. You feel bad because you missed out. And when you miss that, if you do daf ayomi, that really you feel it. If you miss a daf out, you have to make it up another time. It's not easy. You have to make it up.
But
Peirut Dalad of Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim, Shah Dalad, Peirut Aleph. Who maybe Shama Adam Shalamad Haver Gemara, Velo Lamad Shah Dalad, Shah Dalad, Shah Dalad, Peirut Aleph, who maybe Medrash Mishle, and Nechoshev, Shalim Oto, Achimev Esim Shona, Imulamad Mika, Lamalamad Mishle,
Mishle, Lamalamad
Mishle, Lamalamad Mishle, later on they'll ask you and they'll say to you, and say what you learned and say out, like Chazal said, that's the Medrash in Mishle. Let's go back to the top now. Ochein, Ochein, the MS. Kamo b'inyonim sheshayach le'inyon gufoy. Just like a person worries about the needs for his parnosa and his guf, who oyster kol tatzdike, he makes every sort of plan and schedule that he can. Sheyesh la kedei la'avir, he makes the right hishtadl so that he can make enough money. And he's worried, he's concerned that his schedule should be that he makes enough. He makes the effort. Alachas kama bekama, shetzorich la'asos kein binyanei nafsho. Surely a person should worry and make the schedule so that he makes enough for his neshama as well, for his nefesh in ruchnius. It's so true, isn't it? You make such efforts to make sure you're guaranteed your retirement pay, everything that a person needs. You make allowances for that, and you make sure you have enough. So a person should do the same thing in ruchnius as well. He brings a beautiful point here, the Chofetz Chaim. What you should really do is prepare a place in your house, and leave there. When you have a few minutes, leave in your house, like on a shelf, certain svarim that you can look at occasionally. Leave a Mishnayos, a Chumash Rashi, whatever you can do. So when you have an opportunity in the house, and you're not doing it, you're not busy with the children, or you're not busy with phone calls, whatever it is, or busy with a meal. So have time in your house. Make a corner in the house where you can sit and learn, and you don't waste your time. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, they finish work, they go home, or yoshvim bikwanos, and they sit in a corner, and you waste the time. I don't mean talking to your wife is not wasting your time, but talking. Street corners, cafe corners. It doesn't mean you have to schmooze with your wife. I remember Rav Gantz once said that he asked Dinah Bramsky. He was very close with Dinah Bramsky. He said he sees him every night. He walks with his wife for a walk. So he asked Rav Bransky, "What do you do? What do you talk to your wife about?" Rabbi Cheskel says, "Who am I? Shani, I said, who did I meet? Who did I see? Where did I go?" I talk. I didn't tell her what Gemara I was learning, but I shmooze with her. I have to talk to your wife. I tell her everything I was doing. So Rav Gantz said, "You talk to your wife about things which she will understand." You know. First of all, get married, Moshe. Then.
We will find out.
It means like Rabbi Eliyahu said, you sit in a corner and you just schmooze, or you waste your time, and that's a tremendous chavan. Also, Rabbi Eliyahu said, tremendous. It's an example in the house as well. They see you sitting in a corner, and they to be the safer. There's tremendous erech given to a husband who takes time off and sits and learns in a corner, and the wife sees it's important to you, and she treasures your time. She sees you don't waste your time by reading a newspaper or something like that. But to take time, and the family should see you sitting and learning in a corner, going over Gemara, looking over Chumash Rashi, whatever, something. The dugma is a wonderful dugma in the house when you see a husband sitting and learning in the house. And those people who waste their time, if they really understand and believe what the reward is, how great it is for learning Torah, why not go and sit and learn in the Beis HaMedrash and learn? A person is enthusiastic and quick to run to his work, and he knows it's all havel. He spends his time running to work. How can you forget? I remember when I used to travel, and I said I went from Lakewood to New York. I used to go very early in the morning, about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, to go to New York. The roads were full. The Garden State Parkway is absolutely full in the morning. Full. You can hardly get on the highway at 4:30. Everyone is running to New York making money. Packed. I never saw anything like it. The roads were packed early in the morning. The highway, Garden State Parkway, going in from Lakewood to New York. Packed.
You know, bridge.
About 4:35, by 5 o'clock in the morning. It's packed. People running to work, so we should also be running. The site of our Zelushoina. Alkein Chayab Kolodam, the Sakein Mokam Bebesa. Prepare a place in your house. Lil Moid Shom Halochas, take a Mishnah Bur, O Mikwa, O Tehillim, O Stay the Hatfilos. Hainu Lahobin Mashu Medabe Lifnei Hashem. That's so true, no? Take time off and just read through the English translation of the davening so you understand what you're davening, what you're saying. Bakashi Yichone Me Astoko. And when you have time to stop from your work, go into the corner, to sit and read and learn.
Betakana hazos yafli eitzel nafshoy, and in such a way, it's a tremendous advice. Lachsoich nafshoy minishachas, to save your soul from destruction. Ba'ein shom shemarich vazem. To take time doesn't have to be always Ian in Gemara or something, but something light. Like, I don't know, something maybe to show him some musa or something. But to sit in the house and learn is a tremendous musa for oneself and for the family as well. There's a corner that you have where you sit and learn. Sitting down. I remember someone told me once in Hanof that his wife had gone away for a few weeks to America, and he went to light the candles on Friday night, and he went and stood in her corner where she lit her candles, and he said he was like he was going into a mokum of Kedusha. This way his wife always stood. I remember he told me he was amazed at the feeling standing there, because his wife always would stand there and daven. His wife. He went to the corner to light the candles when she was away. He stood in her corner where she lit the candles. He said he felt such kedusha in that place. The woman's corner where she davens, the woman should have a fixed place as well. So important for a woman, a fixed place of kedusha where she davens, and a man should have that place as well. But he told me he went into the corner and he felt the kedusha from his wife. Mm. It's a beautiful thing to say. And someone who can't make a place at home, little children running around, it's very noisy, then go to shul. And don't take any notice of the people who laugh and scorn, who scorn him. If you search for it like silver, the apostle says, "Uchem atmonim tach b'sena," and you search for it like you search for a matmon. Oz tovin yiras Hashem, v'darsha lakim timsa. Then you'll find it. You will only find imtavak shena if you search for it. But you need to search. Interesting. The Gaon says on this pasuk, "Imtavak shena kakesef uchem atmonim tach b'sena." The Gaon says on that pasuk in Mishnah, it's Perek Beis, that bikush is going from place to place. Chippus is in a place where you are. Im tavak shena ka kesef. If you search for Torah, like for kesef, you go overseas to make parnosa. So you go away somewhere in order to find it. That's referring to Torah, says the Gaon. Umach moinin tach basena is mitzvahs. Where you are, you can find a mitzvah. Chippus is where you are. Bikush is going away somewhere, says the Gaon. For Torah, you have to travel. For mitzvahs, you can find mitzvahs where you are. And the commandment went, Oz Tovin, but with that search, then you'll find something. Then you'll find, but only through the searching. You have to want it and look for it. If you think it.
They go to
Mekom
Torah.
Who magdim liknoisa, ve'ena mistakel ala sochim acheyum she'amaligim alab. Don't take any notice of the people who scorn at you, mislotisim yemenu, and make fun of you. Don't take any notice of the late summers. If you know you're right and you're convinced of what you're doing, this is how a person should be in his Avodas Hashem. I want to stop there, Avodas, a minute. I want to share with you something that happened here last 2 weeks ago. Someone in Bet Shemesh was Nifta, who was a really great person in England, Rabbi Kestenbaum, Ephraim Kestenbaum. He was quite a remarkable person. So I went to the Shiva, and they gave out a book about him. And he did the most incredible things for Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Kestenbaum. He lived on Ma'or. He was an elderly man. But in the book it describes certain things which he did for the Tzibur. And one of the things which he did for the Tzibur, in London, there was a serious problem many years ago that there was no money for Jewish education. No money was being paid at all. In other words, there was really a certain amount of discrimination. That in America, the church is separate from the state. But in England, it's not like that. And in England, the government pays money for the church, for schools like that. And the Jewish schools had no money at all. They had, and parents were sending their children to like non-Jewish schools because it was free. And they had no Jewish education at all. So Rabbi Kestenbaum saw this and was very concerned about it. And he said, "This is not the way that it should be. If the government pays for the church or for the other religions, they should pay also the Jewish thing." So he went to someone called Professor Price. You know Professor Zygmunt Price? He actually came from Birmingham, where I come from. And they went to ask advice from a lawyer in England. And the lawyer said, if you take the issue to the European court, because England is in the common market, the European court, you can take the British government to the court for discrimination, because they're not giving money for the for the Jewish education. So they went to a council, and the council said, you're quite right. You can bring the British government to the court. But Rabbi Kesterman was such an Erlich Yid, he went and asked Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, if it was the right thing to do. So it's the Shuva of Rav Moshe that he answers him, which is very interesting. Should we take the British government to court? Because they're not giving money for the Jewish education, and the children are suffering so much. So Rav Moshe wrote back to him and said to him, you're probably right that, you know, you could take them to the court, but he wouldn't advise, you want to go to a court outside England, the European court. He said, such a thing, Shavada Yeshla Chushla Hatonas Eva, it might create great animosity and aggression to the Jewish community in England. It could lead to many, many problems if you take the British government to court for Jewish education. Maybe, it says Rav Moshe, it'll come to Eva, animosity and anti-Semitism in England. Bishvil Zeb, Gemafush, the Gemara says in Avodah Zohar, Tzorech Leda Shehasina LeYisrael Mikol HaUmos Hi Gedoyla, Esav Soina Es Yaakov, Gam Mimalchios Shenoagim B'Toyva. Even good countries like England and America, where they're kind to the Jews, Kvar Amarti Al Loshen Shehevi Rashi in Parshas VaYishlach, VaYishokehu, when Esav kissed Yaakov, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Halacha Hi BeYodua SheEsav Soina Es Yaakov. You should know Esav is Soina Es Yaakov. The Mashach says, what does it say, halacha? Halacha. It says, Rav Moshe, Kamosha halacha lo mishtanis. Halacha never changes. You don't change the halacha. Kach sinas Esav Yaakov. So it is for the sinner Esav has for Yaakov. Lo mishtanis, the af elu shenoagos v'oifen hatov. Even the good countries, which are good to the Jews, sinosan gedoyla. They have a very great hatred. Shalachin chas v'sholam hisgagos b'hem. If you anger them, v'ligvayim eva, I don't advise you to take the British government to the court. In Europe, Badai Tam Harat Padua, and Padua in London, Dai in Padua, Shoma Shelo Yasuze, don't go there. Dai in Padua also said, Eich Me'ezer Tam Lo Rotsa Lo Matano. He didn't give his reason, but the reason is because it'll cause aggression. Ba'ani Me'rochoik Hamokoim V'Chisorin Yedia in politics. I don't know. Ein Yochol Lo Maklum U'Misofeg Yesh LaHachmir Shelo Litva. Don't take the British government to court outside. Af England. Aval, I do think England. I advise you to go to the individually, privately, to the ministers in England. So Rabbi Kesterman, when he saw this psak from Moshe, then wrote an article in the Jewish Chronicle in England, a major thing, that we must try and act against the British government and force them in somehow or other to make concessions and give money to the British, to the Jewish community. And they were all against him. All the Rabbonim were against him. They were more English than the Jewish people, than Jewish, and they were said, we're not going to cause any ripple effect here, we don't want to make any aggression. And they were all against him. And he said, but I have a psak from Rav Moshe. So no one listened to him. Rabbonim were all against him. Rabbi Kestenbaum, in order to go, he insisted, and he wrote a letter to the Minister of Education, Shirley Williams. He wrote a letter to her asking if he can have an audience with her. So Mrs. Williams, who was the Secretary of Education, the Minister of Education, wrote back and said, come along and bring along some of the Rabbonim. So the Rabbonim came along, but they're all against him at the meeting. They're all malignant. He said, you don't do such a thing in England. You don't make a fuss. If it's a church state, the church can give money where they want to. We're not going to force the British government. So he went along there with Professor Price, and they sat in front of Mrs. Williams with all the Rabbonim, and the chief rabbi was there, Rabbi Jacobowitz was there as well. And they sat with Mrs. Williams, and they explained to her that we feel it's a certain discrimination. And all the Rabbonim were sitting behind, and they were all against Rabbi Kestenbaum. They didn't agree with him. And then Mrs. Williams turned around and said, I'd like to adjourn this meeting for a few hours. Come back a bit in the afternoon. Come back in the afternoon. So they all left, and they were called back a few hours later, and they came into the room again with the Minister of Education. She turned around and said to Rabbi Kestenbaum, you're 100% right. You deserve all the funding you can get. And my only question is, why did you come 30 years ago? Why do you now come now? Mm-hmm. So that Rabbi Jacobowitz turned around and said, Rabbi Kestenbaum is right. We were wrong. We were wrong. And he turned around and said to the minister, we were wrong. We should have asked for this years ago. And he got it. And the only reason why there's so much now Jewish education in England is because of Rabbi Kestenbaum. And all the schools, all the from schools, had backing now. And that's why all the Jewish schools managed to survive. And all the children were being sent to non-Jewish schools.
Doesn't the Ethlog know now that they're trying to inject their curriculum because it depends on their money. We're going to pull the money unless you teach what we want you to teach.
Exactly.
So it's kind of it's a double-edged sword.
Now it's very, very difficult now. Now it's Chinuch UK is a very serious problem in English. Because how do you... Sorry? It's a very big problem.
Right. Because
but you don't... But my sister is very much involved in it. And my sister, Mrs. Nema, think Olders Green, is very much involved in it. What she has done is they brought together the Muslims and the Catholics and all these other groups as well. So they're not individual. They're trying very hard to bring all the minorities of groups again.
The faith school, per se, is the problem. As many in Holy Hill Road, in Hendon, always has the stable of the fact that they try and make sure that they've got enough people in coming.
Yes.
Because if there's a space at all, then the educational authorities can claim that they have to open the doors to the non-Jews
to come and see. It's a very, very big problem. But Moshe's plaque is upset. Be careful. Don't make too much aggression. So my sister is very much involved. She goes to all these sessions in Parliament. She sits in the House of Parliament, House of Lords as well. And she's involved in Chinuch. And she said not to make animosity to them, but to bring all the other groups in as well. But we shouldn't be the only minority doing it. But Rabbi Kesterman went against all the Rabbonim, and he won in the end. And that's the reason why all the schools in England have the finances, because of him. And he said this is one of his greatest achievements in life that he ever did. To the minister, of education. He went. Let's just finish off. So even though people are malign, the reason why I brought it here, I thought about it. First of all, Ilui Nishmasa, he was a tremendous mensch. I didn't know, I knew him a little bit, but he did tremendous things for Klal Yisrael. Just that alone is a great achievement. But when people are malig you and go against you, don't be put off by it. Look what he says here. David HaMelech Omer, Zedim Heli Tzuni Ad Ma'oid. Many people made fun of me. But I never left from the Torah. I stayed by the Torah, even though people scorned me. The Gam HaMaligim Gufa Lo Yagilu Olav. And even those people who scorn you, Pam Rishonah Shniyah, they won't keep on at you all the time. They'll leave you alone. Basof Gam Heim Yodu Shadin HaTzedek Ito. And in the end, they'll recognize you were right. V'hei Mechubad Be'enei HaKol. And you'll be honored by everybody. In Ovois Kala Mechabed Es HaTorah Gufa Mechubad Es HaBiyos. Don't worry. You'll be mechubed in the end if a person stays by Torah. And that's what David says, mitoros haloi notisi. The lesson, even though people are malik you and make fun of you, keep on. Don't be put off by it. People say, why are you spending your time in the Beis HaMedrash, or why are you spending your time in learning? One shouldn't be put off in scorn. Sometimes in families, you have families who make fun of limud haTorah. But if a person keeps by it, they'll only recognize your standing and your status, which is so true. Okay. Next week.